A direct appeal to oil companies. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you are paying for the product. Do it now.
President Biden also calling on refiners to produce more. Oil company executives have a meeting today at the White House. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson's there.
According to the Oil and Gas Journal, they already are running at near max capacity, about 95%. And right now, oil production is within 3% of January 2020's record highs before the pandemic.
There's a resistance in Congress to suspend the 18-cent federal gasoline tax like the president wants. He blames Russia for a record price spike. Regular is down another penny today, but $1.40 more than the day the Ukraine invasion started. Republicans say gas had surged before that, and Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell told a Senate hearing
inflation was high before, certainly before the war in Ukraine broke out.
Powell also says interest rate hikes to lower prices could cause a recession. Nearly a month after the massacre in Uvalde, Texas, school police chief Pete Arredondo has been put on administrative leave by the superintendent.
Noting in a written statement the lack of clarity that remains amid investigations into the shooting at Robb Elementary and the unknown timing of when he will receive the results. Arredondo and other officials have been facing criticism for their response to the shooting and the decision to delay police entry into the classrooms where the gunman opened fire.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The Senate will take a procedural vote this morning to advance a gun control compromise bill some Republicans support that would bolster school security and enhance background checks on buyers under 21. Other Republicans fear another provision that could lead to guns taken away from those deemed dangerous could infringe on law-abiding citizens' rights. An earthquake ravaged area of Afghanistan. People are digging through rubble by hand, searching for survivors. 1,000 people are dead. The UN's Lens Lurkey says they're sending crews
to address issues of shelter, to address immediate trauma care.
America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
There's another hearing today at the House in the Democrat-led investigation into last year's Capitol riot. The focus this time, then-President Trump's effort to pressure the Justice Department to overturn election results, though he claims it's a one-sided, fake and phony probe. A probe that's delaying another January 6th criminal trial.
The trial for former Proud Boys leader Henry Enrique Tarrio and other group members will now be held in December instead of August after the start date was pushed back by the federal judge hearing the case. The reason for the delay is twofold. Attorneys for several of the men argued that their clients couldn't get a fair trial by an impartial jury while the televised hearings of the January 6th House committee were going on, and both sides are waiting for the committee to share documents that could become evidence in the trial. The men are charged with seditious conspiracy, accused of a plot to stop Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's 2020 electoral win. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Six people are dead in West Virginia after a sightseeing tour helicopter crashed and burned near a highway in Logan County, wreckage strewn all over the road. The FAA will investigate what went wrong. On Wall Street, stocks could rise. Futures are up the day after modest Dow and NASDAQ declines. There's a new top dog.
His formal name is Grand Champion Toot My Own Horn, but everyone just calls him Trumpet. He's a four-year-old bloodhound, the first ever to go all the way to the top of what's considered to be the Super Bowl of the dog world, the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Trumpet's owner-handler, Heather Helmer, was asked by Fox Sports about his personality.
Well, as you saw him eating your microphone earlier, he has a lot of attitude, and he's a little crazy.
Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Colorado Avalanche, one win away from lifting hockey's Stanley Cup after beating Tampa Bay in overtime 3-2. The Lightning, two-time defending NHL champs, now trailing the final 3-1 game fives tomorrow. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at the quiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at the quiz.fox.